Hello, everyone. This is Lisa Satora from WhatDoISell.com, and I'd like to welcome all of you to our class today on how to build a product line that will increase your sales and grow your business. Now, before we get started with tonight's topic, there's a couple announcements that I wanted to make. We are recording this class tonight. Our friends at RecordedMoments.com record all our classes for us. And the class will be recorded and available for replay in about 5 days. It will be up at the website at WhatDoISell.com, and you'll be able to download that to your computer, or you can, if you want, copy it to your MP3 player and listen to it. We do ask that you just keep that for your own personal use, since this is available only to people who are on the class tonight. But it's a great way. There's a lot of information in this class, and so in order for you to hear it, it often helps to listen to the class more than once. Also, I'm going to mute this. We have a workbook that goes with tonight's class, and you can download that workbook by logging into WhatDoISell.com and going to the latest articles page. And the top article right there says Member Teleclass, How to Build a Product Line. Just click on that link, and right at the very top of that article, you will see a link that says Download Teleclass Workbook Here. And you can download the workbook. We've got, it will help you as we go through tonight's call, help you keep track of the material. There's also places take notes there if you have questions as you come across them as we go through the material tonight, and you're welcome to download that workbook again as many times as you need to if you want to take more notes and listen to the teleclass replay. Additionally, what we'll do is we'll go through the material tonight, and then at the end of the topic of teaching tonight's topic, we will have a question and answer period. Now, this is a really good opportunity for you to get any questions answered tonight live from me on how to build your eBay business. We like if we can keep it to the topic tonight, but if you've got something that you really need to know that's off topic on how to build your eBay business, please feel free and ask. Now, we have so many people on the line that we are unable to open up the lines and take the calls, the questions live, because noisy. But if you send an email, we're going to take them via email. If you send your question via email to this email address, info@whatdoisell.com, and just put question in the subject of your email. And if you can keep it to one question per email, I would really appreciate that. I read all of the questions as I'm answering other questions, and it really helps me if I can just tackle one question per email. So send your questions tonight to info@whatdoisell.com, and if you could put question in the subject of the email, and we will answer as many questions as we possibly can live on tonight's call. We usually are able to get through all of them, or most of them. And we'll be sure, if we can't get through all of them on tonight's class, we will definitely reply back via email. So let's go ahead and jump right into tonight's topic of how to build a product line that will increase your sales and grow your business. Now, the class that we're going to have tonight is, in a lot of ways, really getting into the meat of product sourcing, into the meat of how to build a product line that's going to build a consistent income for you on eBay. Now, this applies whether or not you want to build a part-time income or a full-time income. The common theme that runs through this, though, is that you're wanting to build a consistent income. You know, for the eBay hobbyist who maybe wants to sell a few things here and a few things there and make a little extra money here and there, you know, that's a pretty easy thing to do, because you just need to come up with some products, random products, put them up on eBay. If they sell, great. You know, if you make a profit, that's excellent. But for those of you who are really looking to use eBay as a vehicle to make a consistent, sustainable income, it takes some very specific effort and some very detailed thought to stock your eBay store with the products that are going to sell on a regular basis and that are going to bring your customers back to buy from you time and time again on a regular basis. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, I know we have people on the call tonight who are at all levels in their eBay business. Some of you are just getting started, and others of you have been selling for a while and are ready now into moving into building a more a product line. For those of you who are brand new to selling on eBay, I just want to say that the information that you're going to hear tonight, you might think, wow, okay, this is really advanced. I'm not quite there yet. That's fine, because what this class is going to do is going to give you an idea of where you're going to be going in product sourcing. But if you're new and you've just started selling on eBay, you're going to want to start by selling a wide variety of things. And we have multiple articles in the Getting Started section and What Do I Sell section at whatdoisell.com that address, you know, what to do when you're starting from the very beginning. For those of you who've been selling for a while, this class is going to take you to the next level. And for everyone on the call tonight, what you're going to have an understanding of when we're through with tonight's class is exactly what it takes to build a product line that is going to give you a business. So let's go ahead and talk briefly about what we'll cover tonight, and then we'll jump right into it. Some of the topics we'll cover tonight are, you know, what is the importance of a product line? Why is it so important to carry a line of products? And what is a line of products? What does that actually mean? We're going to talk about repeat business and how that is the key to every power seller's success. We're going to talk about what a diverse and dynamic product line looks like. And that ties right into that, we're going to talk about something that is so often overlooked, is understanding your customer. Who is your customer and what products would they want to buy? That is the secret to building a good product line. I'm going to explain to you tonight how to find out who your customer is and how to figure out what it is that they want to buy from you. We're going to discuss the three questions that you must answer before you ever start building a product line. And then we're going to talk about how to build a diverse and dynamic product line. And we have five strategies here that are going to teach you how to do that. We'll talk about how do we find those products? How do you find a product in the niche market? Where do you go? How do you even know what products are out there? And then we'll talk about how to determine which products to add to your product line. What steps do you go to add those products? Very much like building blocks, because one product builds on another, builds on another. Now, throughout tonight's class, we're going to do some product line case studies, which are going to be examples of how to build a complete, diverse product line. I really believe that it's so much easier to learn by seeing how something is done in addition to understanding how it's done. So we're going to have some examples throughout tonight's class so that you'll actually see what a diverse product line looks like. So I am moving on now to page 2 of your workbook, and we're going to start with item number 1 and talk about the importance of a product line and what exactly is it. What is a product line? A product line is basically a complete line of products and services that are related to your niche market. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say, for example, that your niche market that you're going to build a product line around is camping. A product line would contain a diverse range of products that is related specifically to people who want to buy any product related to camping. So, some of your products might include, for example, tents, different kinds of tents, maybe lightweight tents, cold weather tents, family-sized tents. Your product line might be made up of, in addition to the tents, camping stove, cooking systems, maybe camping furniture. You might have in your product line sun showers, the showers that you hang on the tree when you go camping so you can take a shower. Lanterns, possibly, maybe water purification systems. Those become very popular among campers. Camping pantry ovens, even clothing, and that type of thing that you would take with you camping. The examples of the products that I gave you now are an example of a product line. It is a wide and diverse group of products that appeal to the same target customer. So your target customer is a customer who goes camping. And these people who go camping, in order to equip themselves with what they need and want to go camping, will be looking at different products within a product line in order to get what they need for their hobby of camping. Now, product lines are different than approaching it from selling what I call one-off items. So what is a one-off sale? A one-off sale really is what you do when you start selling on eBay. So for those of you who have heard me speak before about how to get started selling on eBay, you know that I advise that the first thing you should do is just by selling a wide variety of things, preferably from selling products around your home. So you may sell a pair of shoes, you may sell a book, you may sell a hand drill, you may sell a washing machine, you may sell some of your children's toys. You're selling each one of those products is what's called a one-off sale. So the person who comes and buys a pair of shoes from you is probably not going to have any interest in buying the hand drill from you. They may not have the interest in buying the used washing machine from you. Now, they might. There might be some crossover there. But when you're selling a wide variety of products in one-off sales, you usually sell one product to one customer at a time. The difference between a one-off sale and a product line is that when you have a product line, you're focused on your customers are concentrated. What this means is that those customers are going to get to your eBay store, let's say your store is selling camping products, and they're going to get to your store because they've come to your store to see the brand new Featherlite tent that you started carrying. And while they're there, they are also going to be browsing in your eBay store, and they're going to take a look and see, wow, you know what? He's carrying a brand new camping pantry oven that just came out. You know, I've always been wanting to have one of those. I'm going to buy that as well. Or, for another example, they're going to come and they're going to buy the tent, and 6 weeks down the road when their camping stove burns out when they're camping and they need a new one, they're going to say, you know what, I'm going to go back to that camping store on eBay that I bought the tent from. I really like the service I got. I really like the product. I'm going to go back and I'm going to see if they have camping stoves. So they go back to your eBay store, and because you have a product line, they now are going to purchase from you another related product. Now, product lines are very important because you are targeting a specific group of customers, you are able to focus your energy, your inventory money, and your advertising on that specific group of customers. So you can focus everything on people who buy camping supplies. Whereas when you're in the one-off sales model, your customers don't really have a common denominator. There's no common interest between among your customer group. So it makes it extremely hard to advertise to them. It makes it extremely hard to know what products that they would buy from you on a regular basis. So a one-off sale where you sell something once to one person, that person goes away, never comes back to buy from you again, this is not the way to build a business, a consistent income on eBay. You need to have a line of products that you can grow your customer base and grow your sales. Now, if you go to eBay, and I encourage all of you to do this the next time that you're on the site, if you go to eBay, as you're looking through different eBay listings, I want you to look for power sellers.